Our deal is complete. Now it's time for you to hold up your end of the bargain. You summoned me in the dead of night, prepared gifts, and asked me so nicely for what you want. You sought revenge, and who was I to refuse? It's not every day I meet someone equally bloodthirsty as she is beautiful. As if such a powerful woman couldn't kill a man with just her curves alone. But I wasn't going to say no when you put in so much effort for me. With our deal written and signed in blood, there is no turning back. I was just curious as to who would anger you so much that you had to resort to summoning an archdemon. Those humans didn't stand a chance. I made sure the last thing they said before I ripped their souls from their fearful bodies was your name. I wanted them to know who brought such a monster to their doors. I wanted them to taste your name on their tongues before they could speak no longer. It's been such a long time since I enjoyed a hunt, and you gave me so many targets from all walks of life. It's really an added sense of variety. Now, I come to you. Your enemies have fallen. Their bodies left for some poor soul to find. Those who find my handiwork will not think any human caused it. No, they will clutch their rosaries in terror. Only a monster, demon even, could have done it. Maybe the town will be swarmed with holy men to bless the town and dispel me. But by that time, we'll be long gone. It's time. Don't be afraid. I will not harm you. After such a delicious hunt, I wish to see you. I grow impatient. Come out. Do not make me break the door down. Your home of security is no match for my strength. Is that not why you summoned me in the first place? You wanted the best for your revenge, and now you've gotten it. Do not tell me you've changed your mind. It's too late for such things now. The second you signed your blood, the deal was struck. There is no backing out, and you don't get to reject this. Especially now that you've gotten what you wanted. Those deaths will be paid in full. You knew what you were signing up for. And here I thought you feared nothing.
So that said, you kept me waiting so you can dress yourself up for me. What? Oh, you naughty, bad girl. And here I thought you were backing out. But you just didn't want to rush perfection. You like to tease powerful demons, don't you, brave girl? Well, it took you long enough to finally invite me in. You really put in some work, didn't you? It looks like a picnic for us right in your home. You expected my arrival sooner. There are some tasks I like to do quickly. And I did want to see you as soon as possible. But I wanted you to get your money's worth. I also wanted to see these people for myself. I was curious as to what they did to have earned your wrath. But after judging on their personalities, I can guess. You want to hear it? Such a beautiful human living in such a town like this. I'm sure you draw a lot of attention to yourself just by simply living. They aren't used to such beauty. Your confidence, or your vibrant personality. The ones who thought they could take advantage of you didn't think you'd fight back. You reject unworthy advances, and so all that adoration, all that lust turns to hate. They tried to punish you for not giving them everything, and now they're all in the afterlife. Did I get that right? Humans are all the same. They follow the same patterns as they did hundreds of years ago. Sometimes they step out of the norm, but those instances are few and far between. Like you, there aren't many that would seek me out so confidently. The last time it happened, well, that was a few years ago. He wanted his business rivals to disappear. His reasoning to get my aid was simple. There are so many humans that are swayed by money. Not that I blame them. Without money, you won't last long, especially with how this world works. But you summoned me not because of money or power. You wanted revenge. You wanted protection. What was it about these town folk that finally made you snap? I understand. It all happened at the same time. Such an influx of cruel people all attacking you together was more than enough for you to seek a higher power. I'm curious, though. What would you have done if I declined? Taking your own life. A beautiful human going on a rampage now that would make headlines. I dare say you'd even become an urban legend. What about my headlines? The superstitious people will clutch their good luck charms. They will call priests, and they will have this town blessed. The police will investigate thinking he was a deranged killer. Neither of them will truly know what happened, or if it will ever happen again. Well, that would depend. Do you want to make another deal? Very true. You haven't even paid for the last one we've made. But I am enjoying the lead up to it. I will mind my claws. But let me reach out and touch you. Your hair is much softer than I imagined. It's like silk. When you summoned me, I almost lost order. I almost demanded payment right then and there. Your clothes made me hunger. I could tell you were wearing nothing underneath, and it drove me wild. I don't know much about heaven, but I believe you will show me a glimpse. Yes, my dear. I hunger for you. Not for your soul. I can get souls anywhere at any time. I've grown so powerful a human soul doesn't sway me as much anymore. It's the reason why I'm so curious when someone summons me. I want to see what they have to give, and what they would need my powers for. You caught my interest, and that doesn't happen very often. So, at the very least, you've given me a new experience that I can't get anywhere else. Now that is the kind of payment I'm after. Beauty is a double-edged sword. Some things will come easy to you, while others remain elusive. Your beauty mixed with the drive for revenge Now that's fascinating. I don't see it often, especially when the revenge is so well deserved. For what they did to you, they deserve to suffer. I imagine beauty doesn't sway you the way it does with others. Beauty must be overrated at best and hardly worth your attention. But I can't help but notice how you're gazing at me. What is it about me that captures your attention so? Ah, I look nothing like what you've seen before. I can understand that. You wish to tell me a secret? You tell. This is the longest you've spoken with someone? I imagine if all they desire is your body, they put the cart before the horse. They won't try to get to know you if they just try to take what they want. But what they don't know is the seduction is in the process. You understand that, don't you? It's why you've grown so happy and excited from listening to me talk to you. The connection is what heightens the pleasure. It's why your eyelids have grown heavy with desire. There's something about me that draws you in. I'm willing to bet you're about to give me another new experience. What is it that you want? You wish to taste my skin? By all means, my dear, taste away. Your tongue is hot, almost hot as my domain. Keep going, keep going. You may lick and taste whatever you like. Oh, yes, I promise. Oh, fuck. You want to lick me there? By all means, do whatever it is you wish. So passionate and deliberate with each sinful lick. Human, you know how to make a demon lose his composure. Yes, you can suck it into your mouth if you wish. You look so curious about the prospect. Will mine be your first? You've never been so tempted before. Oh, human, hearing those words make me very lustful. Taste me all you like. Fuck. I told you, you would show me a glimpse of heaven. Such a tease. I've never felt someone moan around my cock like that before. You look spellbound. Fuck yes. Running your tongue along the vein of my cock. Passionately kissing my balls. Oh, Satan, help me. This feels so good. Hungry human, you want my cum? You demand it with every lick and suck. You shall have it. Open your throat and accept it. How's your jaw? Well used, huh? Look at that cum dripping down your cheek. You'll have to get used to it. My girth is quite something. Relax your jaw in my chest while you ponder who else you'd like revenge on. My good little girl.